friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and God Too, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
God can and will heal my daughter, proclaims dad after daughter's freak swimming accident. Written by Heather Riggleman. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. Injuries from swimming can be devastating and sometimes life-altering, but not for a father who believes more in God than he does in modern medicine. God can and will heal my daughter, proclaims a dad after the injuries from his daughter's freak swimming accident left her paralyzed. Trey Faulkner is asking everyone to pray over his sweet 7-year-old daughter named Sarah. The family had been enjoying a weekend in the great outdoors filled with lots of family bonding activities. This happened to include swimming in a lake near their campground. It's a favorite spot where people come to take in the views, enjoy the lake, and cliff dive. Sarah Faulkner was swimming in this lake when a teen girl landed on her from 30 feet above, forcing Sarah to the bottom of the lake. The 7-year-old was terrified when she realized her arms weren't responding so she could swim to the surface. She said when the girl landed on her back that her whole body froze, and she hit her head on the bottom of the creek and evidently drove her all the way to the bottom, said Sarah's father, Trey. She was rushed to the hospital where she received 19 staples in her head. And that's when doctors told her family that Sarah would never walk again. Her injuries from the swimming accident paralyzed Sarah Faulkner from the chest down. Despite the grim outlook, the Christ-centered family is looking to someone bigger than Sarah's doctor for a miracle. They're keeping their eyes firmly on Christ for Sarah's sake. I said, "Sir, man to man, just tell me the truth. Will she ever walk again?" He said, "No, I do not believe so. There is something out there more powerful than me," Trey said. And now, Trey wants everyone who hears Sarah's story to stand in agreement with him and pray for a miracle. He believes Sarah's condition is only temporary because he believes beyond a shadow of a doubt, God has a bigger purpose for her. They've set up a GoFundMe page to have people pray for her and to help with expenses. How can Trey be so confident in believing God will heal his daughter of the injuries from her swimming accident? How can he have peace that surpasses all understanding? I honestly don't know, but I pray that my heart and faith be more like this steadfast father. Let's take a moment to lift up this 7-year-old and stand in agreement with Trey to ask our mighty God to heal Sarah. Father God, I come to you today with faith that seems so small, and the idea of a miracle seems so out of reach. Help this family walk by faith and not by sight during this heartbreaking moment. Continue to give them wisdom and be confident they can lean on you in the days to come. Lord, miracles happen because it's in your will. I ask in Jesus' name for a miracle for Sarah. I stand in agreement with Trey, for your words say that for when two or three gather together in your name, you are with us. May your healing hands rest upon Sarah's body as your life-giving power restores Sarah's ability to walk. Show the world through your healing power, through Sarah, so that they may also be healed and walk in wholeness too. Amen. I am the Lord, the God of all mankind. Is there anything too hard for me? Jeremiah 32:27.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with the King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Matt Sajak, host for Wheel of Fortune for 40 years, says the end is near. Written and read by Alyssa Forsberg. Pat Sajak, the host of Wheel of Fortune, shares about his time on the popular game show and how his time hosting may be coming to an end. Since 1981, Pat Sajak has been the host of Wheel of Fortune, and the show itself has been around since 1975. With four decades under his belt, Pat Sajak and his co-host Vanna White have become the faces of the popular show. It's an honor to have been in people's living rooms for that long. People were out there welcoming us. We're happy and proud, Pat Sajak shared. In most television shows, by this time, you would have said, that's probably enough, but this show will not die. With Pat Sajak being 75 years old and Vanna White being 65, he shares that their time on the show will not be for much longer. Years go by fast, Pat Sajak acknowledged. We're getting near the end. It's been a long time. We're not going to do this for another 40 years. The end is near. In all his time hosting Wheel of Fortune, Pat has only stepped away once for a surgery he needed for a blocked intestine. During that time, Vanna White was the host of the show. Back in December 2021, when Pat celebrated his 40-year hosting anniversary, his daughter Maggie shared a touching tribute to him online. Happy 40th Wheeliversary to this guy, Maggie tweeted. On this day in 1981, Pat Sajak hosted his very first episode of Wheel of Fortune, and the rest is history. What is Wheel of Fortune without Pat Sajak and Vanna White anyway? No matter how many more years we have left of them hosting the popular game show, we will continue to enjoy their friendly faces on the screen.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
No matter what you're going through, you are not alone. Sis, if you've experienced pain in your father-daughter relationship, I want you to know that you are loved and seen. I'm Kia Stevens, host of the Hope for Women with Father Wounds podcast, and I created my show to help you exchange your father wounds for the love of God the Father. Join me for encouragement, wisdom, and scripture. Just search Hope for Women with Father Wounds on lifeaudio.com. or wherever you get your podcasts.